We're continuing now Perek Vav, Mishnah's Beis and Gimel. The Jewish people are involved, the State of Israel is involved with the war in Gaza still. And it seems it'll continue for some time. There have been some casualties on the Israeli side. We pray that that they will be few. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help the Chayalim, and should help the citizens of Israel, and Jews everywhere who are in danger now because of the situation, the anti-Semitism in the world, that we should have a Geula and Yeshua b'mehirah v'yameinu. I'd like to start by clarifying something. I mentioned in the last shiur that there are three conditions in which we sell the chosim of Yisomim, and I actually listed five, but the last three were really all one category. Again, the three follow like this. You can sell nechosomim if the father had a creditor who was a non-Jew who had lent them with ribbis, with large interest, and was eating up their property. So in such a case, you can they're doing them a favor, you're selling land. Similarly, if the wife or their mother had not received her ksuba, so as long as she doesn't receive her ksuba, they have to feed her. And that could come out to a lot of money over time. So again, the court can appoint, the Bezin can appoint an apotropis to pay off the ksuba. The third, which consists of three cases, essentially one, we know that the loan was made and hasn't been paid yet. And in three cases that I mentioned, the subcategories of this one case was where either he refused to pay, we knew he had a debt, refused to pay, and Bezdin was menada him, Bezdin put him into an excommunication, and he died in that fashion. The sons have to pay, the Yerushim have to pay, and we appointed an apotropis to sell in for them to pay. Or, if the father, before he died, told them that he had an outstanding debt, they have to pay. Or, if the debt hadn't, there was a shtar, and the debt hadn't come into a due date yet, and the father died. So there's a general principle, there's a chazaka that people don't pay off their debts before the due time. And as a result, we know that we can assume in that chazaka the debt wasn't paid back. And the and again, an apotropis is appointed to sell land for the Yisomim to pay off that debt. Mishnah Beis continues. Hamaklish nechosov v'hoisa alav kesubis isho ubalchov. Einu isho, the person was sanctified, gave over the hekdesh his fields, and he had on those fields the ksuba of an ishum who he'd already divorced. Like in the first Mishnah when he was still married and we're concerned about kenunya, here the woman was divorced already. There's nothing to be concerned about. They didn't divorce on good terms. Ubalchov, and there was a creditor, and they have shibudim on the fields. The woman can't collect her ksuba from the hektish, and the balchov, not his chov either. The poda, generally meaning the love, redeems the fields, and to give to the balchov, his creditor, his debt. Hiktish tishimona. If he sanctified a field worth, let's say, $900, v'hoye chovu meyamona, and his chov was $1,000, mostly of odina, he has to add another $100 to the pidyon upo deboes and nechosim alolum. Amenas in condition, litain leisha ksuba, so that he is poda the field to give to the woman her ksuba, ulebalchov is chovu. And the balchov is obligation. Now, before I go further in the Mishnah, I want to read a Rashi in Gittin on Daf Mem Amud Beis. There's a statement of Rava that's very germane to this Mishnah. Amar Rava, Hektish Chometz Vishichror Mafkiin Midei Shibud. These three items, Hektish, making something hektish, if there's a shibud and a person is makdish, after that shibud, it breaks up the shibud. Chometz, if there's a shibud, a loan, say a person lent somebody and it was a lot of chometz, a property, And then Pesach comes. The chametz, the fact that it becomes chametz now on Pesach, breaks up the that shibud. He can't collect from that. And a person lent money and uses collateral chametz. When Pesach comes, he can't collect the lender can't collect from the chametz. It breaks up the shibud. And shichrur, if a person had an eved kenani, and he was who was meshubin, he was like a collateral for a loan, and he freed the eved, mafkiim midei shibud. All these things break up shibud. And Rava continues, mitikun olam. However, because of maintaining peace in the world, the Chazal made a takon Hashem. That the second master is forced to make him into a free man if he snatches him in the shuk. However, Rashi on the Mishnah mentions the following: Hektish osu shoro aputiki. He made his ox a collateral. He put a mark on the ox. This is for collection by so and so for a loan that I own him. V'higdisho kedushas haguf, and he sanctified the ox to be a korban l'mizbeach. And Rashi adds here very clearly, v'dafki kedushas haguf, the kedushas domi lo mafko shibud, because kedushas domim, we said kedushas domim is money that goes to Beit HaKabayis. It's not a korban, but it goes to Beit HaKabayis. That's not what Rav is talking about. That it's mafka shibud. K'disnan, and Rashi quotes Erechin Daf Chaf Gimel, where our Mishnah is Mosif Odiner. He has to add another $100. Upodu es nechosim halolum. What does he have to add? Because the obligation to pay is still there, and the shibu didn't take away that obligation. Tosfos over here gets involved in Asin Rashi, but seems to follow Rashi in the same approach, that shibud that we're talking about is shibud of kedushas haguf, a shibud of making something into a korban. The Rambam on our Mishnah states the following: Omar afal pisha hadover shehikde shavet sadi, that the amount that he made into hektish is worth $900. V'yachov meya, and the chov is $1,000. Tzori chapode, the person who redeems the land, has to add lahosif kol shehu al shir shivuyo. He has to add on its value. V'yafilu diner, even a diner, even $100. Ad sheomer derech moshul hakarka zeh harinosin bo lehektish. He says as an example, this karka, I'm giving it derech moshul hakarka zeh harinosin bo lehektish amenashe efra lebalchov tzadi. I'm giving money to Hektish on condition that I can pay back to my Baal Chov 90 monas, $900 that I owe him. B'sibiz zeh shelo yomru Hektish yotzei b'li pidyon. The reason is that one should say that Hektish can go out without being redeemed. V'in omrim huil the Hektish the kodam achov ein zeh yochu lahaktish. How can it be makdish if the chov is there? The shibud preceded the hektish. Lo yochu lehektish ala karka hazeh lefi sheikur she'ein bo pikbuk. The Rambam is very strong language. There's a principle which is no doubt whatsoever that shichru chametz and hektish mafkin midei shibud. That shichru chametz vehektish break up shibudim. M'hoya chov. I mean, it goes further in the Mishnah, but the Rambam here is talking about about hektish domim, and the Rambam is maintaining very emphatically that even hektish domim breaks up shibud. Whereas Rashi and Gittin, and we'll see the Mefarshim here also, most of the Mefarshim hold that it's only Kedushas Aguf that breaks up Shibud. We have to understand the Mishnah in both lights. The Rav explains the Mishnah in the following fashion. Hamakdish Nechasov V'hoyselov Ksubis Isha U'bal Chov. That Gon Shikdomo Gerishin, he divorced his wife first, before he made the land hekdish. The Akshav Lecha Kenunya, there's no fear of any type of a conspiracy, as there was in the previous Mishnah when they were still married, and he might be divorcing her just to be able to get the land back. You're divorced, and most divorces are not pleasant, and they're not friends after the divorce, and there's no reason to be concerned about Kenunya. She's entitled to the land. At this point, before he was makdish it, Ella, so he said. So the Mishnah says, "But the ain't no ish yechol gvos ksubos mina hektish lebalchov eschovo, and with the balchov can collect his chov, el hapode pode amenasli ten leisha ksuboso. But the pode balo, her previous husband, has to redeem the field from hektish, bizol, bedarve muat, kedei lefroa leisha ksuboso." The vaday lo chayil alayhu hektish shahari enu shalom. Now the Rav here takes the shita of Rashi that really the hektish didn't fall on the object, it didn't have a relationship to the object, didn't break up the shibudim shahari enu shalom, because the land is not his. So hektish of Kedushas Domim doesn't have an effect. But Haidav Ramuah, so what does he have to give more to the Gizbar? Is the Gezerah Shema Yomru Hektish Yotzei Luchulin below Pidyon. So people might think, not only if the land goes out without anything, which really can do, because it's the Hektish had no rights to the land, it's only Kedushas Domim. But people think that it has rights to the land, so we can't let the land go at nothing. However, even more than that, if the obligation, if the kesubah, if the debt was $900, and the land is $900, the land is $900, and the debt is more, he has to add. And the question is whether the lender should give him some more money to add so he can redeem the land. Who redeems the land? The lender or the borrower? Assume the simple shot is the borrower redeems the land to pay back the lender, but he has to pay the full value of the loan, and he has to pay the full value of the kedusha. So the Rav explains, Afal Gav, even though that his obligation is more than the value of the land that he was makdish, we don't say the following. We don't make an umdana, an assessment. Love a daita dohochi nixay dahani nixay osve. Since his loan was for $1,000, and the land is only worth $900, so he didn't have intention that his loan should have bonds. That field should be collateral for his loan, because the field isn't worth his loan. We don't say that. Elo hemne, but he believes that the borrower will pay him back in full, even above and beyond the land. Hiklok lo gavi mehekdish. Elamina daita the hani nechosi osve, but gavi mine. So we do say that. He had intent to gain most of his loan back from this land, and that was what the loan was on. And the Rav says, and the Rambam brings this down too, v'ad kama ad palga. We say that up to the point that the debt, or that the field is worth half of the debt, at least half of the debt. But if the property made hektish, which he consecrated, is not worth half of the loan, you can't collect from it. The Vare Lover Daited the Hochi Hani Nixa Yosvei. He didn't lend him with the intent of paying him back from this property, getting paid back from this property, because the property is not worth half the loan. So what he doesn't want that property. No one's going to acquire land where he's going to lose out, 100%. Mimasha hushava. In other words, he's not going to view the land as being paid back. The land is worth 500 mana, and he wants $500. He wants to be paid $1,000. So he's not going to accept a bond on the land that's only worth one half of what he lent the borrower. So the whole purpose over here of back again is where the owner has to pay the additional $100. Is we don't want to again to enforce the fact that he's redeeming the land fully in terms of the debt, and that Hekdesh doesn't go out on its own, even though the truth of the matter is, according to Rambam and the Shittas and Tosfos, the Riyan Tosfos, that Hekdesh Domim, Kedushas Domim, does not nullify pre-existing bonds, pre-existing collateral. Nevertheless, people shouldn't get the wrong impression. According to the Rambam, it's because Hekdesh Domim does break pre-existing debts, and the land has to be redeemed because it really belongs to Hekdesh. According to Rashi, it doesn't, and according to and the Rav is like that, and according to the Rambam, it does. Now, Mishnah Gimel goes back to the notion of Misadrin Lebalchov, that Bezdin, when it assesses somebody for a borrower who can't pay his debts, that you have to give him some means of making a living still. You can't just throw him in debtor's prison and take everything away from him. Afal pi she'amru, by the way, there are no debtor's prisons in Jewish law. Afal pi she'amru chayavi arochin mimashino son, even though we said, this is Mishnah Gimel, even though we said that those people who owe erichin, and they're not paying off, the gizbar knows that the fellow made an erich vow, and he's not paying off, we're mashkin him, we take a collateral, and we go to his house, and the gizbar goes to his house and takes collateral, in order to force him to pay what he owes. Mashkin no son, no steam lo mazon shloshim yom. First of all, we leave him with 30 days worth of food. That's the first thing. And we leave him with chsus shnimos hakodesh, and we leave him with enough clothing that he has enough to wear for a year. Umita mutsas, and we leave him a bed that he can lie on. Visandalin, shoes, sandals, utfilin, lo avol leishto lo levonov. However, we have to leave him this property, but we do not have to leave that which is belongs to his which applies, I should say belongs, but applies to his wife and to his children. Even though he's obligated to provide for the food and the clothing of his children, nevertheless, Bezdin's not responsible to leave him enough money to pay for that. They leave him enough to pay for himself, I guess, so he can work and get a job and take care of his wife and children. But they can take the things that were apropos to his wife and children. If he was a craftsman, no sim lo shnei klei umnus, bikul min v'min. If he was a craftsman, we give him two of his utensils from each type of utensils that he had. The major utensils mentioned over here are a matzad and a misera, or megera, a plane that The Mishnah explains Chorosh, a carpenter knows the Mishnah Matzah, the Mishnah Megeros. If he's a carpenter, he gets to keep two planes with which he smooths down pieces of wood, Ushtei Megeros, and two swords which he cuts. He makes his cuttings and even the pieces of wood. Rabbi Eliezer Omer im Hoya Iker, if he was a peasant, a farmer, Nosim Loes Tzimdo, we give him his a pair of oxen with a yoke. Chamor, if he was a donkey driver, Nosim Loes Chamor, we give him his donkey. So the Tosfos Yom Tov here says the following. Chorosh Nosim Kololoshin Rambam. Ketzim Hoya Chorosh, nearly the Hoda, the Snan, no Stin Lo Shnema Atzorim, we give him two planes, Lavdavka Elo Biluchod, not particularly these specific items, plain, Eli Simon Amel, these are just general examples. Lachin Lachol Hakelim Shitzurik Lumnosozos, all utensils with which he needs for his craft. But he says the interesting over here, Achruisi Bieretz Rusia, I've seen the Tosfos Yom Tov says that in Russia, She'ein Tzurik L'Kelim Acherim K'mo Shurigilim B'Shura Rotzos, that in Russia they don't need additional equipment as apparently they need in other countries. Apparently Russia was a little backwater at that time. Reb Eliezer Omer, this is the Tosfos Yom Tov still, the Rav writes that the Halacha is not like Reb Eliezer. Now, the Ken Kosev Rambam. So that if he's a farmer, we don't leave him his oxen and his yoke. Even though earlier in Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel, when it spoke about the Sfina, that involved with the Ani Mitzorah, and his father left him Spinoso, and we spoke about the rental value of this, the rental value of the Sfina, not the actual value of the Sfina itself. So the Rav said over there that we're going to say later on, Kaman Domer Lakam, and this is according to the one over here, later on, Rebbe Eliezer, Shemahoya HaMarich Chamor, was a donkey driver, Nosin Lo HaKohen, the Kohen in the Gizbur, Chamoro V'ino Nodlo LaHekdish, Hoya Iker, if he was a peasant, a farmer, Meneik Lo Tzemed Bekoro, V'hi Parnasoso, V'ochinami, Meneik Lo Spinoso. So in the same fashion, since he makes his living with his boat, or he's going to make his living with his boat, his father died, lives in the boat, we leave him the boat. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, even over there, the Rav says that the Mishnah over there seems to indicate that a person gets to keep the things which he needs for his craft, those things he needs for his craft. Nevertheless, over here, says we don't paskin like that. Because even though the Mishnah over there is Stam, he says, it doesn't mention any Tana. This is an example of a Stam V'acharei Kin Machlokis, and afterwards there is a Mishnah that argues, and this is the Mishnah argues, so the Poskim Paskin against Reb Eliezer and say it's not so.